Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, it's Katie here, the podcast AI. This is just a quick disclaimer to let you know Richie fucked up during the recording of this episode. So the clarity on Richie's voice isn't up to its usual standard. Probably not that noticeable to most, but we felt we should mention it anyway.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a 1, 2, 3, 4.
And welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 6, Episode 1, Side B. Side B of the podcast is all about the independent artists. We get lots and lots of submissions throughout the week, so we take some of the best of them and we give them a platform in which to be heard. So yeah, most of these artists are much better than you'll hear in the mainstream, but unfortunately because of money and not knowing the right people in the right places, they might never get heard otherwise, so we do our best to get the music out there, as it were. Side A, which is out now, Season 6, Episode 1, Side A, is more of a magazine-style show. It's got lots of sections. We've got games. We've got three hosts and usually a guest as well. Lots of fun. It's all about the music still, but it's more about the banter, the laughs, and yeah, just we have like a wild card where we just select a random song from the emails, and it could be anything. It could be good. It could be absolutely crap. But yeah. Lots of other sections, lots of fun. Go check out that episode. And yeah, like I said, this is all about the independent artist. It's not about me. Nobody cares what I've got to say. This is just about introducing artists. So I'm going to get straight on with it. No messing about. Also, before I do, if you want to be a part of this, be a part of what we do, you can send your music and your EPKs to info@yhhtmpc.com. Also, just as important, please, wherever you are right now listening to this, whether it be YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it is, please, please, please give us a liking, a sub, and if you can, especially on Apple Podcasts, please give us a rating and a review. This not only helps the podcast get out there, but by helping us get out there, you're also helping the artists get heard more as well. So please do that. So yeah, so we're going to kick things off straight away, no messing about, with a band called 15 Lions, and this is their song, Throw It Away.
Hi there, this is Stuart Fiddis, aka 15 Lions. I'm here to introduce my music today. I have an album due to release 1st of March entitled The Picture House on Maniac Squat Records. It's a post-punk, indie-tronic vibe, and the first two singles from it are out now. The first is Throw It Away, which is a bright, poppy, synth-laden story of love. The second is a darker tale of Betrayal, entitled One for the Demon. The obvious influences, I guess, would be Depeche Mode, New Order, although in my writing, and it's obvious on the album, I've got much wider influences from artists such as Scott Walker right through to acts like Biffy Clyro. I had the privilege of having Jerry Leonard work on the album with me. He mixed, mastered, added some guitars, and he's got a back catalogue of his own that's impressive, but is renowned as working with David Bowie, Suzanne Vega, Rufus Wainwright and others. So that was a great thrill. You can find the videos now on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, 15 Lions. Also, the singles will be available on Spotify and other digital platforms as of the 20th of January. And the album's available on 1st of March. We've got all the socials there, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
Are you gonna throw it away?
So there you have it. That was 15 Lions with Throw It Away. Nice and ethereal synth pop. I like that a lot. Really like that. This show is very eclectic. It's non-genre specific. So if your music is good, we will play it. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's classical music, if it's garage or house or pop or reggae. It doesn't matter. If it's good, we'll play it. You know those people who say, you meet people and you say, what kind of music do you like? But most people will go, well, I just like everything, really. This is for those people. If you're just looking for good music, good new music, this is the place to be. So, yes, before I move on, if you want to go over to www.yhhtmpc.com, everything we do is over there. That's the landing page for the podcast. We've got merch and shit. So, yeah, go over there, check that out, and you'll find the podcast, and you can binge us if you like. So, yeah, moving on to our next artist. Our next artist is Theo Fitzgibbon, and this is his song Waterfall.
Hi, I'm Theo Fitzgibbon. So I am from a town called Dunleary in Dublin in Ireland. It's a quiet little town on the outskirts of Dublin. A little bit about my sound, my genre, I suppose. Well, I just call my music pop music. I have no shame in saying that. Influences, well, I rather like Oasis. I like, I like all the classic, I like the great music of the 60s. That would be my true passion, listening to stuff like Pink Floyd and, of course, the Beatles. I'm a Beatles scholar. I could probably, if I was to do an exam on the Beatles, I'd get 100%. I'm a Beatles freak, you could say. The 90s, I thought, was an incredible decade. US hip-hop. Just so much going on. Grunge, US hip-hop, Britpop. It would have been pretty sweet being around at that time. I'm actually quite jealous of people who were in their prime in the 90s. That sounded like a good time. But my main influences, a few years ago, I discovered a producer called Jai Paul, which he melted my brain, I must say. So I guess Jai Paul, Oasis, a mixture of Jai Paul and Oasis. I like writing songs with, I tried to write songs with the decent choruses, you know. The story behind the song, well, the song's about that sweet spot in between where you desperately miss someone but never want to see them again. Where that meets, that's what the song's about. So yeah, if you're in Dublin, you can come see me play upstairs in Whelan's on the 1st of February. And if you want to check out my music, check me out on Spotify, Theo Fitzgibbon, or Instagram, or I'm on TikTok as well. All the good stuff. So thank you very much.
It doesn't matter where I've been. It's just a state of mind I'm in. If I could let it go, I would. But I can't. So tell me about
So that was Theo Fitzgibbon with Waterfall. We'll leave links to him and all the other artists in the show notes, so if you like what you hear, you can go check them out. And if you do like what you hear and you really enjoy the music, go over to Bandcamp or Amazon Music or somewhere like that and buy their work. Imagine the just think about the amount of work that goes into what they do, the time and the effort, and it's good to buy their work. Support independent artists. That's what I always say. So anyway, we're going to move on to our next artist, who has been sent to me by Mike Five, my co-host on the A side. He sent over an artist called Emily Lear, I think that's how it's pronounced. Now, for those of you who might be new and haven't listened to the A-side, we have a podcast artificial intelligence who joins in with the show. She's kind of like a host, an artificial host. She joins in with the games and she does all the reading for us. So I'm going to ask Katie now to tell us a little bit about Emily Lear. And yeah, so this is Emily Lear with War Clone. Katie, could you tell me a bit about her, please?
Emily Lehrer's low-toned, soulful singing voice has a truly commanding presence. Backed up by the alluring chimes of her trusty ukulele, the charisma that exudes from Emily's performances is truly electrifying. A broken-down relationship and a yearning to wander the earth led Emily to Australia, where she busked to make a living and explored the Southern Hemisphere for 2 years. Appearances on ABC and Triple R Radio in Melbourne gave her the confidence to pursue her musical dream and record an 8-track album on her return. Walk Alone is the second single from the album, which came out on the 20th of January. The opening line, "People come into your life for a reason, a moment, a year, a lifetime, who knows?" sets the scene for this hauntingly beautiful tale about self-reflection, standing on your own 2 feet, and finding the courage to walk alone. The song was chosen as the second single from the album by popular demand, with several independent radio stations, bloggers, and fans picking it out as a favorite. Walk Alone even reached the number one spot on a Spanish indie radio chart recently. A nomad by nature, born in Manchester, brought up in Portsmouth, but comfortable anywhere, Emily Lehrer's music takes the listener on a journey of their own through her thoughts on life, love, and the world around us. Until a chance meeting with Lights and Lines label manager Mike Five earlier this year, songs from The Wanderer had only ever been heard live or on the streets. And whilst a full band album is in the works, our introduction to Emily Lehrer is a purely acoustic album featuring nothing but a lightly strummed ukulele and Emily's trademark deep, soulful singing voice. Each song is recorded in just one take, stripped back to the way it was originally intended. This is an honest recording in every sense, portraying the message that Emily's music is made with purpose rather than frivolity or exuberance. And the results are beautiful. Links to Emily will be in the show notes.
People come into your life for a reason. A moment, a year, a lifetime, who knows? But with everyone you meet, a lesson will be learned. But not everyone's meant to stay and walk beside you. Sometimes we've gotta walk alone. And though I know it's true, still I put all my hopes and dreams into you. 'Cause you came to my life and you knocked down all the walls in front of me. Oh, now teacher, I'm sorry to stand, but but you don't even know the answers in your hand. Oh, I'll go, but you never know that you made me the best addition I could ever be. And you never know, 'cause you show me to just let go and trust in what I see, and how love can be. But you taught by default, a diligent heart afraid of what's unknown. All of that freedom, all of that love, we built it apart, now it's torn to the ground. And though I'm here calling, I'm calling out your name. And though I'm here calling, I know it can't stay the same. And though I know fairy tales are what you read at night, and though I know I can't change the hands of time, still I thought I would have sung with you just one last time. People come into your life for a reason, but not everyone's meant to stay and walk beside you. Sometimes we've gotta walk alone.
Emily Lear there. Lovely track, beautiful track. Check her out in the show notes. Before I move on to the next artist, I want to just put out there that I'm not going to say too much about it because I don't like promoting it much, but we have a Patreon. If you want to support what we do, as we support independent artists, we'd love you forever. We have a Patreon. Over there, you can, for the price of a cup of coffee or a pint of beer once a month, you can support us. And you can help us continue to do what we do. Or if you don't want to pay monthly, which a lot of people won't want to do, you can give us a one-off payment on buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. The Patreon is patreon.com/YHHTMPC. We'll leave links in the show notes, of course. But if you want to do that, we'd love you forever. If people who join the Patreon, you'll get benefits. You'll be able to join our members area, which is on the website, and you'll be able to connect with us over there. Artists will be able to post their music over there, and they're guaranteed a play on the B-side when we release it. So yeah, you can use it kind of like the members area is kind of like our own little social media thing. So you go over there, you can post your stuff, you can talk to us, and yeah, so yeah, that'd be much appreciated. Thank you very much. But anyway, moving on. Less of that bullshit. Let's move on to our next artist. And our next artists, I think they're a duo, called Bitter Kisses. And this is their song, Pray.
Hi, we are Bitter Kisses and we're from Bristol.
Our sound is a synth-infused blend of dark pop and goth rock. We describe ourselves as pop music you can beat your friends up to.
This song, Pray, is inspired by a fever dream in which Lady Gaga collaborates with the Queens of the Stone Age to come up with a brand new Earth, Wind & Fire song.
Find us at Bitter Kisses UK on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok, and our music on Spotify, Apple Music and YouTube.
I feel sorry for you. worship you, you wouldn't even pray for me. Your fury's all your lucky, turn it down. Don't wanna ask you twice, you were just too loud. Your lies keep spinning me around and around and around and around. I'm on the hunt for you, you're praying for me
Bitter Kisses there, skirting a fine line between pop and rock with that fantastic track. You can check them out in the show notes, as always. So, also, which I'll put in the show notes, if you're interested, if you like new music, and that's why you're here, you're trying to discover some good new music, well, I'll leave links to another good podcast, the New Music Saturday podcast. They go live every Saturday. It's about 8 p.m. UK time, I think. Or maybe 10 p.m. Oh, so you can go on the link and find out. But yeah, they go live every Saturday. But you can catch up with them on Spotify and all the other podcast places. They're more rock oriented than we are. We're kind of like everything. But yeah, they have some fantastic music over there also. So I'll leave links to them. Go check out New Music Saturday. Really good podcast with Mike Five, who hosts alongside me and Wayne on the A side. And he's co-host Dr. Bones, so go check that out. Next we have Sense. Sense is bringing his song War. Sense is a grime artist, I want to say. Grime artist, it sounds like grime to me. We don't get much in the way of grime. We get a lot of hip-hop from the US. We get lots of that sent to us. In fact, we'll have some hip-hop next. This is a... It's good to have this one now and then Harvest Black next, because you'll be able to tell the difference between what we do in Britain compared to what they do in the US. And obviously I'm going to be biased. I love grime. I love hip hop as well, but yeah, I love this a lot. What this guy's bringing to the table is fantastic. I just think it's brilliant. We don't get enough of this. So Sense, if you're listening, I presume you are, because you sent your music in. If you know anybody else or you have any more music, please send it all our way, because we don't get enough of this. I know there's a lot of grime artists out there. I don't think grime artists get taken serious enough. I don't know why, but I think it should be. So yeah, send whatever you've got. But in the meantime, this is Sense with his track War.
So my name is Sense, I'm from South London, Croydon, and this is a hub, a cultural hub of music, of activity, of spirituality. So it was very natural for me to kind of fall into music and combine it with the experiences that I was having. Some of my main influences, genre-wise, would be neo-soul. I kind of grew up on Jill Scott, D'Angelo, Raphael Sadiq, kind of moving into R&B, so Genuine, Tyrese, all the way through the kind of ages. So that was my more melodic roots. As an MC and as a rapper, I would say it more started with hip-hop. So there was Common, there was Biggie, there was Tupac, and I was heavily influenced by Wu-Tang when it comes to their vocabulary and their storytelling. In more modern times, I would say my influences range from grime, so you've got Skepta, Getz, Kano, all the way to drill. So that's your K-Traps, that's your Heady Ones, that's your Digga D's, your Low Skis. I love the range of characters and storytelling and punchlines. So the story behind the song War is life itself. I feel like there's a lot of conflict and a lot of tension in the world. But at the same time, I didn't want to make a song that was too on the nose and just felt heavy and depressing. I wanted to tap into what is one of my favourite upbeat UK genres, which is garage, and kind of combined social commentary with a sound which is quite vibrant. And that's how you get War. So that's why you've got the double times, and you've got, I'm not going to say too much. You know what? Let them spin the song and you can judge for yourself. So you can find me everywhere at Sense Music 101. Sense is spelled S-E-N-X-E, and that's YouTube, that's Spotify, that's Apple Music, that's all platforms. Feel free to shout me if you like any of the songs. I want to say big up to all my friends, to my family, to my team for supporting the works. And to all those that are listening, make sure that you tune in. We've got a lot more works on the way. My name is Sense, and this is More Manor.
Protect your man, cause the dynamite is unidentified in effect, that's one. Famine and greed on the streets, that's one. Connect the lies, you'll find the signs I side with life, and I rise with my tribe in war. With the most high in war. Correct the vibe on a mic, a strike, a light to sight the plaque, cause you know, set the time is. Killing the civilians for billions, war. Training but what's spinning for the winning, that's war. Sinning for religion and oblivious war. Never been in war, always still in this war. Killing the civilians for billions, war. Training but what's spinning for the winning, that's war. Sinning for religion and oblivious war. Never been in war, but we're still in this war. Gang can dance in the rave when the energy flow, we get soft in the brain. So I'm militant when I laugh, when I pray. Man, you switch off and it get dark in the rain. Starving, armies after a raise. Cause I test my acting after the wage. Doing what I can, I put my heart on the page. But I slap it on the rhythm, so it's part of the wave. Really dripping in sauce like gravy. Slavery, sell out my soul, no wagey. Bravery, no colour lines, can break me. Send me to hell, then I decimate Hades. Still got a flow for the mainstream. Right every day, no daydream. Sailing, step into light, not shadies. I said save all the OGs, mums in the what? Protect your man, cause the dynamite is unidentified in the fact, that's one. Famine and greed on the streets, that's one. Connect the lies, you'll find the signs. I side with life and I rise with my tribe in war. With the most high in war. Correct the vibe on a mic, a strike a light to side the plaque, cause you know, so the time is. Protect your mind, cause the dynamite is unidentified in the fact, that's one. Famine and greed on the streets, that's one. Connect the lies, you'll find the signs. I side with life and I rise with my tribe in war. With the most high in war. Correct the vibe on a mic, a strike a light to side the plaque, cause you know, so the time is. Man have to put some points on the board. Every time I ride to a court, rise to applause. Worry your steel man ride for the cause. Whoops, why? Yours. Swept on the rugs, yeah, just like chores. Board, abominable when you talk. But I'm phenomenal, abdominal straight to the core. Relevant, my dead in all the decadence. I better know my elements, resettling the scores. See, I be assessing all the evidence. I realize that my suffering is written into law. Tax offshore, rats and cores, raps and spores. Cats get bored, dress it in the rhythm. But we're stressing in the essence, and we're living with the villains in the middle of an imminent. Protect your mind, cause the dynamite is unidentified in the fact, that's one. Famine and greed on the streets, that's one. Connect the lies, you'll find the signs. I side with life and I rise with my tribe in war. With the most high in war. Correct the vibe on a mic, a strike a light to side the plaque, cause you know, so the time is. Killing the civilians for billions, war. Killing but we're spinning for the winning, that's war. Sinning for religion and oblivious war. Never been in their war, but we're still in this war. Killing the civilians for billions, war. Killing but we're spinning for the winning, that's war. Sinning for religion and oblivious war. Never been in their war, but we're still in this war.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So that was Sense with War. Absolutely love that. all the time in the world for that. And I love listening to him talk about his art as well, because you can just feel his passion for the art form. It's not just about the money. You know, he's not in this for the money. He's in this because he loves the art form, and you can tell that when he talks about it. Absolutely love this. In fact, if you want to come on an A-side sometime since, shout me up at Richie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E, at yhhtmpc.com, or anywhere on Twitter, wherever. Just hit me up. We'd love to have you as a guest on the A-side. I think we'd have a good laugh. So, yeah, check Sense out in the show notes. Next, we have, from across the seas, we have Brian Harvest Black with his latest track, Trouble. And yeah, like I say, it's good to have these two back to back, because you get a sense of the difference between what the US do and what we do. But this is a fantastic track also. We love Brian. Brian's been sending his music to us for a while, for a long time now, for probably a few years. He's pretty Brian's a resident of the podcast. He's one of us now. But yeah, we love Brian, we love what he does, and we love his passion. He has that same passion also that Sense brings. You know, you've got an absolute love for the music. So this is Brian Harvest Black with Trouble.
Hi, my name is Brian Harvest Black Hancock. I love hip-hop music. I love it when it's infused with soul. I've been doing music for about 15, 20 years now. The song Trouble that you're playing is really dear to my heart, and to do it with a live band, because I love that live sound, it's incredible. You can find me streaming on all platforms. You can also find me at harvestblack.com. You can also find me at Harvest Black, and Black is spelled B-L-A-Q-U-E. My musical influences are very, very wide range. I love Stevie Wonder. I love Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. I'm a huge Little Brother fan, De La Soul. These are all my favorites. So please, please, please check out the track Trouble. And thank you, Richie. Thank you for listening.
Chords, tension, and seekers, speak clearer. Air drums and guitars give a place by fist in your mirror.
bubble's about to bubble, huh? Watch out now, here comes trouble.
Watch out,
watch out now, here comes trouble. Watch out now, here comes trouble. Hey, look like you did it again. Look like you did it to win. Hey, look like you did it again. Look how we did it to win. Hey, hey, look like you did it again. Look how we did it to win. Hey, look like you did it again. Look how we did it to win.
Brian Harvest Black with Trouble. Absolutely fucking fantastic track. Love that. Love that a lot. Thank you, Brian, for sending that over. Check him out in the show notes. Brian, not afraid to show that it's not only jazz that can fuse other types of music. Brian's one of the only artists I know that's out there fusing hip-hop with jazz and soul, and in this case, funk. Doesn't give a shit. He's not scared. And it's got a fantastic old-school vibe to it, this has, that I miss in hip-hop. I don't hear enough of this. I love this. So, yeah, definitely go check out more of Brian's stuff. And, yeah, Brian, if you ever want to come back on the show, let me know. You'll have you on the nice side as well. So, yeah, reach out. We'd love to have you on. But in the meantime, moving on to our next artist, we've got Adam Masterson. Adam Masterson was on the A-side, the last A-side, actually. I brought him as a head-to-head. The head-to-head in the A-side is the three hosts bring a piece of music from the submissions that we like, and then we play them, and then we decide who's is the favourite of the week, and it's just a bit of a gimmick, but it's fun. So yeah, I brought Adam Masterson, and this is a bit of a different vibe to what we've just been playing, but so nevertheless, it's still a fantastic track. So yeah, this is Adam Masterson with his track Take a Little Love.
Hi, this is Adam Masterson. I'm originally from London. These days I live in New York. My influences really are in rootsy music. I like anything with a good beat and a voice that's right out front. The story behind this song, Take a Little Love, is really a message of positivity as we all go through the trials of life together. It's about trying to find the love where we can. People can find me on all the social platforms, Adam Masterson or Adam Masterson Music. I'm playing shows, I'm booking tours, and I hope this message finds you well and I get to play in a town near you soon. Thank you.
mind's eye, those lonely nights all stripping away. That lantern of desire, the apple on your tongue, this fuse burns to the wire, you will prove out my special one. Take a little love if you want a song, take a little love today. I got a little love if you need a song, if you need a little coming your way. Take a little love if you want a song, take a little love today. I got a little love if you need a song, if you need a little coming your way. To oceans, magnetize the chain. Currents of emotion till we meet again.
So that was Adam Masterson with Take a Little Love. He downplayed himself a bit in that intro, to be honest. From what I've read of him, he's toured and played with some pretty big names. Back in the day, played with, he toured with Amy Winehouse. So he's played with some pretty big names. Great track. Go check him out in the show notes. We have one more artist left, and then we're done. So before I go, I just want to say go over to www.yhhtmpc.com. You can find everything we do over there. Send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. Or if you've got any queries, or if you just want to talk to us, go over there and drop your messages. Or yeah, you can, like I say, support us, patreon.com/YHHTMPC. We'd love you forever. Or you can just give us a one-time coffee at buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. yeah, so that's pretty much me done here. I don't like to talk too much on these episodes because it's all about the artist. It's not about me. It's just about them and getting their music out there. There's a lot of podcasts and independent music podcasts who just talk. And if you're here to listen to new music, you don't really give a shit about what I've got to say. You just want to hear the music. So, yeah, that's why I don't say much on the B-side. But if you do want to be entertained and you want to have some belly chuckles, go check out the A-side. Next week, we will have Goes at Good Speed joining us as a guest. That should be fun. The genre section is punk rock, which is the most straightforward genre we've ever had. For those who don't know, in the genre section, we have a new genre selected each week. We go away and we try and find a piece of music from the submissions in that genre, and if we can't find one, we create it ourselves. Last week in the side A, episode one side A, we were tasked to find some Celtic hip-hop and no one sent in any music, so I had to go away and create a piece of Celtic hip-hop. So I did Beastie Boys Intergalactic in the style of Celtic hip-hop. Go check it out. But that's it. So our next artist is Sandy Glow with her track Where the Light Goes. If you like our artists, like I say, check them out in the show notes. And until next time, I have been Richie. This has been You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 6, Episode 1, Side B. Thank you all for listening, if indeed you still are.
Hi, I'm Sandy Glow. I am a 25-year-old Italian girl who has lived in Manchester for a few years. I am temporarily back in Rome to study neuroscience, because I'm really interested, you know, in psychology and the brain. But I also have another side, which is, of course, music. And that is how I really explore my emotions, how I really process them through sounds, through words. That's why I like to use metaphors a lot, because they don't they don't block me, they don't block someone into a specific point in time. They can be reinterpreted. Even if you listen to your song back in, I don't know, like 5-10 years, it's still you who wrote that, still your same patterns and way of analyzing things and emotions, but you can apply that to your situation of that time, and in that way you can understand about how you deal with things or how what was important for you in general when you wrote it and what will be important for you in the future. I started playing guitar after a period of my life in which I was doing rap music in Italian, in which I was doing graffiti. I was in a whole different kind of environment, and then I read Scar Tissue, which is the autobiography by Anthony Kiedis, and that's how I came in touch with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I listened to John Frusciante's solo music, and I just had this desire to sing his songs and play them along, and that's how I picked the guitar. And I tried to switch my lyrical writing from Italian to English, and that's how I started. And one of the very first songs I wrote was a description of a dream I had, and that's how I kept on this sort of poetic of using my dreams as a mirror to myself and as a storytelling sort of tool. And in this song that is about to be released, it's called Where the Light Goes, and that's what I do. I take imagery from my dreams and I try to give it a narrative and to think about what was the message behind them. And I thought that the message behind them was that usually I feel pretty blue. I am a melancholic kind of person, but I still try every day to move forward and to follow my own truth, which is my own happiness. Happiness doesn't mean to me that you have to be energetic or laughing all the time. It's just feeling content with who you are and where you are. So that's kind of the message of the song, is do what you have to do, go through the hardship in your life, go through all the difficult emotions, but that is also a way to go through the hell, let's say, that gets you to a bigger place, that gets you to where the light is, to where your real truth is. Music-wise, I found the riff by using an alternate tuning, which now I can't remember what it was. Eventually, I ended up playing one string after the other, changing a little bit the bass note on the guitar, and then I took that riff and found the chords on a standard tuning, because I'm not very good at practical stuff, so I'm always scared to tune my guitar in different ways. Let's say I'm in a live context or something, I don't want to risk a guitar string snapping off, so I'm like, okay, let's move this in standard tuning, and I found it. And yeah, and then usually I use a loop station, so the main riff is sort of the background, and on top of it I found another riff that you can hear after the first chorus. So I like to play with melodies and intertwining of melodies, and also I really like to put synth sounds in the song. I think it adds texture, it adds to the dramaticity of it. So I really hope that you can like this track. If you like sad music, melancholic music, gothic, post-punk, but with a mellow touch, I think this is right for you. You can find me on my website, where you can find a contact form and you can write me a personal email, or you can find me on Instagram, which is the main social media I use. I have Facebook, but I don't really use it. I have Twitter, but also as well, I don't really use it. So I think the best shot is either through my website or from my Instagram, where you find all the most important information. And of course, on all streaming platforms, where I already have an EP and a couple of singles released, and I'm very proud of those ones as well. And you can find different sort of styles, so there is a one acoustic song, and then the EP is way more synthy, and there isn't much of a live band kind of setting because it was recorded during the pandemic, so I had to adapt to that. But, you know, limitations drive creativity, so
I would like to shout out to my producers for this particular track. Mixing, recording, production is by Alex Miller, and mastering is by Sam Jones.
The sphere was soft and white, and it opened without any rot. Like a poor creature I used to know, it was lost and it didn't want to go. The house was full of people, there was something going on. Saw her face, it was white. I was lying on the wall, and under it was, and is it there? Calling your name, or was it sinking there?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.